are you? Who do you work for?
My name is Patrick Entz. I'm in the Data Center Services Organization at Microsoft within GFS, and I'm a systems architect.
Oh, phenomenal. So what do we have here?
What you have here is your container. We don't call it a container. We call it an IT pack, an IT pre-assembled component. And we call it that because it's very, very different than the average containers that are out there today, including the containers we already have deployed in our data centers like Chicago. And the key thing here is this unit here is an air handling unit, not a container. And it utilizes a very limited amount of water. You can see here is a garden hose of water. Okay. Compared to the average data center type containers that are out there that take about 280 gallons per day. And the key to this unit is not only the ability to utilize outside air in a negative pressure scenario, which I can go into in very detail, but it's also designed for mass deployment of servers. Right. So we take the racking and stacking of servers that we typically have delivered to a data center, you package it, and it gets delivered in mass to a site.
So essentially it doesn't require a truck driving up to a Microsoft facility and actually people unboxing and...
We take that, we move that up the supply chain where people that are experts can do that off-site. The truck shows up, it delivers, it drops it, and we plug it in, and it spins up in a matter of hours instead of a matter of weeks.
Yeah.
Okay. And let me see here. So this particular unit is one key to an overall Gen 4 strategy, we call it. Our Chicago data center is what we call Generation 3, or Gen 3. It has containers connected to a spine. This type of a IT pack can be deployed either on its own in a small environment or in a larger type Gen 4 environment, which is key to us, right? It allows us to do modularization of our data centers. Depending on the needs of the customer, in this case Azure, we're able to deploy mass amounts of server in a very quick time, which changes the standard development, construction, architecture, and all the months and months required to build a brick-and-mortar building down to three or four months, as an example. Typically, 18 months is a rapid deployment of a large data center. We can do that now in about 3 to 4 months.
Yeah. So can you walk us around? Just
absolutely.
show us different parts?
I'm going to show you some parts. We'll start here, and we'll walk around the backside.
All right.
So I'm going to go pretty quick. Okay, so what we have here are filters that we utilize when the outside air, it's a negative air pressure system, so it's constantly suctioning through. And we have filters that we use depending on the type of global environment we're in, whether you're in Bangkok or if you're in Singapore or if you're in Dubai, you have to stop sand from going through, etc. So this is a primary filter to stop the contaminants from coming into the system. What you have in here is an adiabatic cooler system. This system here, which is just a very inexpensive solution. It's evap cooling, we call it. I think the Egyptians invented it. The Romans improved it. It requires a very limited amount of water, but only in certain situations. So very green, I would say. The water does not have to run 24 hours a day. You only need the water in two scenarios for this particular unit. You need it to increase humidity or decrease the temperature. And again, the key for this unit is to maintain a certain temperature and humidity range for the front of the servers, no matter where you are in the planet. This particular unit was proven out, as simple as it is, to be able to be deployed in Dubai, Singapore, and almost just about any place on the globe. And there's a couple of key components to the system, along with the adiabatic cooler. You have the control system, which maintains the three louvers that are in the unit. So you have three different louvers. You have the outside louver and two louvers on the inside, one on both sides of the adiabatic cooler. Why do we have those? It's pretty simple. We have the servers here, and the servers are classified as heaters. So it's taking the heat from the servers and utilizing the heat from the servers, removing that with fans in the back, which I'll show you in a second, and in certain ambient conditions, we'll use the heat from those servers and bring them back over the top of the unit and bring them through these louver systems. So the control system constantly has to understand what the outside ambient conditions are, modulate the louvers so that it keeps the right temperature and humidity to the servers, which is really important because, you know, we have to be able to maintain warranty on the servers, and they have a certain limit of, I think it's 50 to 95 degrees Fahrenheit right now and 20 to 80% relative humidity. So we open and shut the louvers as the air comes over or the air gets sucked through, and that's really the system in itself. In the back, we'll walk around really quickly. You have a transformer in the unit. It's a 250 kW transformer in this particular unit. We have 9 racks, 45U apiece. That's about 400, that's 405U. You can kind of say an average of 2 motherboards to 3 motherboards per U, depending on the type of OEM server manufacturer we have supporting or deploying into the container. So you can say on an average about 1,000 servers, 1,000 motherboards for a 20-foot unit like this. And we choose a 20-foot unit because of just pure transportation purposes. We stay within the standard global shipping dimensions, 8 foot 6 by, I think this is 9 foot 6, this particular unit is. And you can see here you have 480 volt coming in here from the outside. So to connect this particular unit to anywhere on the planet, all you need is 200 kW transformer power coming into it and a garden hose. And some network connectivity if you really want to get anything.
Yeah, so you're not going to be installing this in your house?
No. Your house, you're correct. Yeah, a little bit more power than your house draws. So this is a transformer you can see in here. We had some glass so people could come by and take a look at how things are working. Obviously, you see here the back of the racks, we have PDUs that are used to power the servers up with. And on top, you have the fans. And this is, if we have time to spin it up, we might have to. We will do that for you here in a second. The fans in the back are what create the negative air pressure. We don't actually even need server fans in this particular unit, right? So this particular unit has servers in it that do have fans in it, but we could deploy servers in this unit without fans because the negative air pressure, as you're going to feel in a minute when we turn this thing on, because technically it's not on, we are indoors, and this is an outdoor unit. Mm-hmm. The automated system is sensing that it doesn't need to turn on because the conditions in this room are perfect for servers.
Right.
It's kind of cold.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to turn the fans on and kind of give you a quick demonstration of what happens when, we'll demonstrate Dubai condition, where it's extremely hot outside, and so you're going to feel the air when it first comes out is very warm, because it's sucking the warm air that's inside the unit when we shut the doors, and you'll feel that air progressively get colder and colder, and how that is getting colder is that simple evap cooling design. Very little amount of water sprinkled over those little fiberglass filaments creates that additional cooling for the servers, and it'll bring the server temperature down, and you'll feel the cold air and the hot air being pushed out of the unit.
Yeah. Okay, great. So one more. No, perfect.
Okay.
So you've now gone through several generations of the data center. Are you guys done? Is there more efficient?
No. So our Chicago data center, which very few people are familiar with, are familiar with, and our recent data center in Dublin, just opened several weeks ago, is an example of our Generation 3 data centers, where the containers that we have in those environments are still indoors. They utilize, and it's going to get fairly loud here in a second, so those containers are using existing chilled water coils and things like that for the data center people out there. And so it takes 280 gallons a minute of water to cool those large containers that we have in those environments. This takes a garden hose, as I mentioned. And this is part of our Generation 4 strategy. It's one component of many components that will be deployed in the future of Microsoft Data Center.
So, Patrick, thank you very much for your time.
You're very welcome.